Imagine standing under your own staircase, hiding from bailiffs pounding at your door, about to lose the farmhouse you've lovingly restored over 3 decades. In that moment of absolute desperation, you spot a book about a 500-mile coastal walk and think, why not just disappear into the wilderness? This is exactly what Raynor and Moth Wind did when their world imploded. After a devastating legal battle with a former friend left them financially ruined and homeless, they received an even more crushing blow. Moth's diagnosis with cortical basal degeneration, a terminal brain disease with no cure. Doctors gave him perhaps a few years before his body and mind would deteriorate completely. With their credit destroyed, no rental options, and only a council bed in a drug rehabilitation hostel as their alternative, they made a radical choice: to walk the entire 630-mile southwest coast path with nothing but a tent, sleeping bags, and each other. What began as an escape from catastrophe became something far more extraordinary, a journey that would defy medical prognosis and reveal the mysterious healing power of nature. That first night, sleeping rough, delivered a harsh education. The guidebook's cheerful, drifting uphill proved laughably inadequate for excruciatingly steep climbs that left them gasping. Their lightweight sleeping bags offered pitiful protection against bone-chilling cold, and Moth woke stiff and in agony, unable to move until late morning. When they mentioned being homeless, people literally recoiled and hurried away. In Linton, a woman with a white dog knocked Raynor down and called them tramps, scattering precious coins from their meager supply. With only 9.23 until their next payment, every purchase became calculated: rice, mackerel, and 2 Mars bars as a rare treat. One day, you're respectable. The next, you're invisible, dangerous, undeserving. Historical legislation has systematically criminalized homelessness, and suddenly they were counted among the rogues and vagabonds. Yet something unexpected was happening. Moth, who couldn't put on his coat without help just weeks earlier, was moving more each day. In brutal 38-degree heat, they faced their harshest trial yet. Dried riverbeds replaced expected streams. Thirst eclipsed hunger as tensions flared. Die. Just do it and die now. Don't drag me through death with you, Raynor snapped, then contradicted herself. Don't leave. Ever. That night, Moth became delirious. They'd forgotten his pregabalin in the van, medication that shouldn't be stopped abruptly. With her phone dead, Raynor endured a helpless vigil. By morning, Moth chose to continue without it, despite the pain. Heading toward Clovelly with only 4 digestive biscuits remaining, each day became a survival calculation. Could they stretch their noodle packs? Would they find water before dehydration struck? Yet, remarkably, the path was transforming them. Moth's alarming weight loss came with something unexpected: easier movement, improved coordination. The walking rhythm was reshaping their bodies in ways that defied logic. At Rump's Point, they camped on a rabbit warren with only water left. By morning, dozens of rabbits surrounded their tent, but they settled for tea and a hairy wine gum from Moth's packet. Lightheaded from hunger near Polzeth, Raynor crossed a line she never imagined, stealing 6 fudge bars from a snack hut. Yet something extraordinary overshadowed their hunger. Moth was growing stronger with each mile. His arm coordination improved, shoulder pain diminished, and his mind cleared. At Golden Cap, the South Coast's highest point, he even managed to plank on the trig point, flying free in the mist without pain. Intense physical activity can stimulate neuroplasticity and potentially slow degenerative conditions. Moth's improvement wasn't psychological. His symptoms were objectively diminishing in ways that defied his terminal prognosis. The constant deep oxygen intake, heavy endurance exercise, and daily rhythm of movement created an unexpected effect. Death had retreated for now. At a quirky campsite charging just $5 a night, they discovered young surfers living in sheds and horse boxes, working as lifeguards while chasing waves. When asked about themselves, Moth was brutally honest. We're homeless, lost our house, business, everything we've ever worked for all our lives, penniless, and I'm dying. So we thought, what the fuck? Let's go for a walk. The surfers embraced them completely. Kurt, a herbalist with a hidden bar in a porta cabin, offered Moth marijuana for his pain and philosophized that Moth was like a wave, blown up by a gale with a long fetch still running, heading for the biggest, cleanest, barreling wave. They drank whiskey, danced to reggae, and felt momentarily at home. While respectable society often shunned them, they found acceptance among those living on society's edges. True community isn't about fixed addresses or social status. It's about human connection and mutual support. In St. Ives, they sneaked into a campsite after dark. The next morning, Rainer savored the heated shower block, a stark contrast to their damp existence. Their bank account showed £25.62. A tarot reader offered a free reading, telling Moth that Rainer had a long lifeline and you're in it, and you will be well. After a seagull stole half her pasty, Moth returned with his Beowulf book and began performing Seamus Heaney's translation on the street. A crowd gathered, coins fell into his hat. Heaney had died just 2 weeks earlier. They counted £28, enough for food, charity shop jumpers, and chips. A poster revealed Simon Armitage was indeed a poet walking the same path, explaining the constant mistaken identity. At Porthoras Cove, a woman with waist-length blonde-gray hair recognized something in them. You have the look. You felt the hand of nature. It won't ever leave you now. You're salted. At Pencarrow Head, their homeless trail ended. They shared the last wine gums on a bench overlooking Lantic Bay as a peregrine swooped by. The same man they'd met a year ago appeared, noting the bird returned a week earlier, a sign she was bringing them back. Their journey had stripped them of everything material, leaving Raynor a blank page. Homelessness gave her a choice: leave that page blank or continue writing with hope. She chose hope. Moth applied to university in Cornwall, forcing his brain to work as walking had helped his body. Despite his terminal prognosis, he was accepted with student finance secured. In that perfect moment, they were lightly salted blackberries hanging in the last of the summer sun. The salt path reveals that when everything is taken away, we discover what truly matters. Identity is fluid. When they claimed to be adventurers who'd sold their home, people embraced them. When they admitted homelessness, those same people recoiled. Nature possesses healing power that modern medicine often overlooks. Moth's improvement defied every medical prediction. We are all just steps away from disaster, but we possess untapped reservoirs of resilience. When the earth cracks beneath your feet, you have a choice: remain in the ruins or start walking. Walk with purpose, walk with hope, walk together. Because sometimes the path that looks like an ending is actually where life truly begins.